a look at the bond measures on the Skagway and Haines ballots, and we wrap up our series on the candidates for Skagway Assembly. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Voters in Skagway and Haines on Tuesday will have at least one thing in common. Both communities have bond questions on their ballots. In Skagway, voters will decide two questions. First, if the community should bond $12 million to pay for a new public safety facility. In addition, if the bond passes, voters will also decide if the municipality should pay for that bond by increasing the sales tax 1% between May and October. That's in lieu of increasing the mill rate or property taxes to pay for the bond. And bonding for the facility would allow the municipality to move ahead with the project that proponents say is needed, but difficult to get funding for through other sources during a climate of reduced state and federal funding. Opponents have said they don't like the idea of a sales tax increase to pay the bond. Proponents say increasing the sales tax in the summer months will put most of the burden on visitors to pay for the bond. The community would still have its usual sales tax holiday from October through April. In Haines, voters will decide whether to fund three school maintenance projects through bonds. There will be three separate questions for three different projects. Those are upgrades to the vocational education building mechanical systems, the high school air handling unit replacement, and a new high school roof. The projects are considered major maintenance and therefore fall under the responsibility of the borough. The school board and borough assembly in a joint meeting in March approved moving ahead with the process to bond for these projects after they didn't rise to the top of the list for capital improvement funding from the state. But there will be a different contribution from the state. The three projects totaled just over $3.9 million. The State Department of Education and Early Development confirmed the projects are approved for 70% reimbursement. That includes the air handling unit project, which has already been mostly completed and paid for, with a combination of school and borough funds. When factoring in the reimbursement, the borough estimates a total of 0.3 mills would be needed to pay for all three bonds. That is the equivalent of $30 a year of property taxes on a $100,000 property. And that's assuming a 20-year repayment at 4.2% interest. The borough hasn't determined for certain that the bonds will be paid for with property tax, although the borough has said that would be the most traditional method of repayment. The decision on that will be made during next year's budget process, if any or all the bonds pass. And a few weeks ago, the borough assembly approved spending $3,000 to promote the ballot initiatives this year. But that message has gotten a bit confusing lately. First, an ad in the Chilkat Valley News last week expressed support for the projects from the borough assembly, but the numbers used in that advertising were confusing and not altogether accurate. The ad listed the three projects each with two monetary amounts that were labeled state dollars and local dollars. The numbers listed as local dollars are not the correct amount the borough would have to contribute, and those numbers also don't account for the state reimbursement. They are actually the estimated annual debt payment the borough would owe without any reimbursement. Mayor Stephanie Scott said the ad was prepared by school and borough staff. She said the ad is being corrected for this week's edition of the newspaper. A pamphlet has also been distributed about the bonds, and detailed information about each project is on the Haines-Borough School District website. The pamphlet was compiled by the district, according to School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri. She said the district gave it to the borough to look over, and the borough printed it. Palmieri said the borough corrected the hours of voting that was originally incorrect on the pamphlet, but it has another mistake on it that wasn't corrected. That's the reimbursement number for one of the projects, the air handling units. In the pamphlet, it says that project will be reimbursed 65% by the state, but a letter from the state on July 22nd confirmed all the projects are approved for 70% reimbursement. Palmieri said it has been confusing between the school district, school board, borough assembly, and borough staff how to best get the word out about the bonds. The board and assembly supported going through the bond process at their joint meeting, but Palmieri says the projects are ultimately the borough's, since the borough is responsible for major maintenance projects at the school building. She said the school board does believe the projects are necessary for student achievement and health and safety. If the bonds do not pass for any or all of the projects, Palmieri said the district will continue trying to get the projects funded through other state and capital project sources, like it has in the past.
The air handling system has already been installed and that work has already been done. And so the bond proposition If it passes, that would allow us to go to the state and get money back in a faster manner. As for the roof and the VOCED buildings, that work needs to occur anyway, and if the bonds don't pass and we can't get reimbursed by the state for 70%, then the borough is going to have to come up with that money anyway because it's a major maintenance item.
The school district has detailed information on each of the bond projects on the Haynesboro School District website. Also on the Haynes ballot is a question about whether voters want to eliminate the so-called 40% rule for election candidates to take office. That rule requires winning candidates to get at least 40% of the vote. Otherwise, a runoff election must be held. Eliminating the rule would allow the top vote-getting candidates to take office regardless of what percent of vote they get. KHNS News is hosting a discussion on the ballot propositions after the forum for mayor candidates on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. in the Haynes High School open area. That forum will be broadcasted on KHNS at 8 p.m. on Saturday and will be posted on our website. Also posted on our website is the forum for the Haynes Assembly candidates and our interviews with Skagway Assembly candidates. On this newscast, we continue our look at the candidates for Skagway Assembly. There are two open seats and three candidates, incumbent Dan Henry and new candidates Roger Griffin and Angela Greaser. We spoke at length with each, asking similar questions on topics and issues. Several of the questions came from Skagway voters. Throughout this week, we take a look at each candidate individually with the answers to four of the questions we discussed with them. The candidates' entire interviews are now posted on our KHNS website. Issues covered in the interviews included the candidates' views on senior issues, on the Juneau Access Road Project, funding for the Chamber of Commerce, energy, climate change, and the proposed Tidelands lease with White Pass. In our newscast, we listen to the candidates answer four questions about why they are running for assembly, how they believe an assembly member should involve the public, thoughts on improving the livability for year-round residents in Skagway, and what role the municipality should play in the future of the port. In this newscast, we talk with candidate Angela Greaser. She calls herself a newcomer to local politics, but she says she has been involved in issues and meetings throughout the years. She's a local business owner with grown kids, ready to contribute to the community by becoming an elected official.
I haven't served on any boards or commissions or anything. I don't have any experience. I've been interested in the city government for several years. And I just, you know, I was busy working and raising my kids, and now they're all grown. So I think I know it takes a lot of time and work to be on the assembly, and so I just think I have the time to do it now. And I think it's a good way to be involved in the community.
In this next question, Greaser discusses what role she thinks assembly members should play in involving the public in the public process.
Talking to people, mostly in Skagway, just because we're so small, you know, making sure, because I know which people are interested in which, a lot of the times, you know, what kind of things certain people would be interested in, and just making them aware of what's going on, so if they are interested, they can attend the meetings and be more involved.
In this next question, Greaser discusses her views on improving the livability of Skagway for year-round residents.
I think they should improve just more things for people to do in the wintertime, because, you know, going outside is hard, especially for the really little kids. And I've seen some talk on, you know, social media about wanting an enclosed playground or a swimming pool has come up again, which that's come up before, but I think that should be looked at again. Just more opportunities for recreation during the wintertime.
In our last question, Greaser discusses what role the municipality should play in the future of Skagway's port.
I think the city should play a big part in the port. I think it should always be controlled and managed by the city so that they can, I mean, it's the city. They're going to do what benefits the city. You know what I mean? If we give it to someone else or lease it out or whatever, they might not always do what's going to benefit the city. That way the city can encourage more year-round use, try to get the mines from up north to ship their ore out. And I think the growth of it should also be monitored because, you know, you can't get something too huge, too many trucks going in and out of here. We're a small community. So I just think the city is the best the best entity that understands Skagway, that would do what's best for Skagway, and I just think it would be good for the community for them to stay in control of it, and hopefully create some year-round jobs and help the economy, because the port's a pretty important asset to Skagway. I mean, that could become a very busy port, and so I just think it's important that the city stay in control of it.
That was Skagway Assembly candidate Angela Greaser discussing just some of the questions we asked candidates in recent interviews. We asked several more questions of each candidate for Skagway Assembly, and the entire interviews are posted on our KHNS website. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS Local News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan. We also bring you wider-reaching stories from around the region to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained, and we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news.